Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 o'clock here. Let's get to your headlines brought to you by New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Hold up that Celsius again there, Leroy. What do you got there? You got a little green apple cherry? What do you got going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. What's J-Fig got? What do you got? A little strawberry lemonade there, J-Fig? Scooby, is Scooby drinking some Celsius?
Scooby loves being around the can. I don't know what it is, yeah. But this
is it cold?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Look, Celsius always rings star. We got yes. A big one for the cats.
Please say it again. What flavor do you have?
Kiwi guava.
Not guava.
Yeah, so guava.
No, it's not guava.
Yeah, it is.
It's guava.
That's guava. Yeah.
Gringo.
Look
it
up.
Stop
it. I'll check it out right now, dude. I'll go to Siri right now, dude.
Don't go to Redneck Siri. Go to regular.
If I go to Redneck Siri, that there guava. Isn't that there tequila Jose Guava? Let's see. How? Oh, there we go. Pronunciation. Here we go. Guava. What was that?
Guava.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, look, I'm right. Cool.
I could hear it in the background.
You can definitely hear it.
Stop playing with the English language.
Well, let's get to before that, let's get a weather update, Leroy, for the Defenseman of Dover Law Firm. Right. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
We that time of year where you want the best weather, just go outside and look for yourself. Because J-Fig says she has thunder. By her, but by me, I got partly cloudy skies with a slight breeze out of the west, and it's got to be about 85 degrees, but I don't see a chance of rain, but it's building. Every evening, it's going to rain this time of year, unless there's some kind of weather coming through. So just be careful. If you need something to do this time on the weekends, do it early. Try to avoid doing things late in the day because that's when we get our passing thunderstorms.
So, Lee, are you saying there's no rain?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is the time of year where every evening.
I'll tell you right now, by me, it's like on and off.
It's 50% rain here in Miami, but you were right. It's 80. It's 86 degrees.
Hey, you wearing it too soon. People start trying to call me the mush because I got the shirts.
That's just SDI. Don't listen to those two lunatics. SDI and Robbie, they think everything's a jinx. That's because they're addicted to gambling.
Wait, but here's the worst part.
Everybody was wearing Heath shirts. Bye.
I can't tell you how ridiculous it looked. Robbie looking at a no-hitter on his phone while we're all around him eating and drinking and being merry. And everybody's like, hey, what's wrong with Robbie? He's just like that. Just like that, he's not. And then all of a sudden he goes, no hitter. I'm like, really, dude?
Very greedy.
Yes.
Let's look back at the Heat loss yesterday. They fall to the Boston Celtics. Jimmy Buckets on what they could do better going into a gentlemanly game five.
We'll be okay. Let's get back to doing what we've always done to get us to this point.
Goosies.
I'm going to say is we'll be okay. Let's get back to doing what we've always done to get us to this point. Continually have belief in one another, knowing that we're going to win. And we will. We just got to play harder. Like, there's not too much to say with this group because we already know. So we just got to go out there and execute.
Can I say this?
Sure.
That attitude that he has had, Spo has had, mm-hmm. and the team has had all year has been nerve-wracking. But you appreciate that when it gets to a heated battle or serious stakes, that no matter what, these guys will stay calm and talk about what needs to be done, not what they didn't do. You see what I mean? A lot of teams panic and fold and start feeling like they have to give reasons as to why.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten that from the Heat all year, to the point where it was frustrating. We would have conversations after games and go, like, really? Remember the conversation? They come back on a road trip. They lose 3 or 4. And Spo says, a lot of good things happen out there. Like, really? One of them wasn't winning.
Well, he's a maniac with that stuff. What he sees and what he finds value in, the basketball layman does not. He's psychotic like that.
But the thing is, there's something to be said about that.
Absolutely.
Because when that team was in deep and dire straits and we wondered whether they would even make the playoffs, everybody just, like, you know, everybody was reserved and calm. I don't know if I could ever be that way,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you think, and it's hard because, you know, as a fan of the team, you want answers.
Of course. But there really was, like, it's – everything was obvious about it. They just played an all-around piss-poor game, right? Like,
right, exactly. So you know? they just keep it to, like, guess what? Every team that they beat down, nope, they weren't like that.
I just find anybody, I mean, like, if you even, like, I just find anybody who's crazed about extra pressure that's on Miami, don't let anybody flip, like, what you have already seen in this series into what they think it should be. They never thought Miami had a chance. So now they're going to, when people are wrong, they try and now think, oh, Boston's going to do something historic. They're not. It's never been done. And your team's been the better team. They're going to say that Tatum's been a better player. The guy just scored his first fourth quarter points of the series last night. Like, let's relax on
but
it.
But that's, see, don't let the reality get in the way of a good story.
Right.
Right. And, right. And so, like, you can tell us, oh, they really showed up. I'm like, well, dude, if you show up once every 4 games, your ass going to be in Cancun.
Yeah, dude.
Why are you making it sound like all of a sudden they're going to do something they haven't done? Wait, not just this series. All the series that they've played and play 4 consecutive good games. They haven't done it all postseason. So let's not all of a sudden act like this is something that's going to all of a sudden happen. It's not.
Let's hear from Eric Spoelstra afterwards. Here's the Heat coach on the loss.
This is great competition. You know, sometimes it can get skewed because at some point this is great competition. You know, sometimes it can get skewed because whatever, the 3-0, but we have great respect for Boston, what they're capable of. They're a dynamic offensive team. It takes extraordinary efforts and commitment, you know, to get the job done. Our guys really want this. But Boston has something to say about it as well, just like we do. You know, sometimes things don't go exactly as planned. you know, a lot of what we've done this year has been the hard way, you know, and we've been able to figure out ways to
don't
win.
Say.
Even if teams are playing well, if we're not in a perfect flow. And they got us tonight. You have to give them credit for that. There's no doubt about it. There's no questioning it. There's not we're not wondering about that. You know, they deserve to win tonight. You know, we have to regroup and get ready for you know, a great opportunity in Boston.
Parachutes time. It's parachutes time.
Parachutes time.
Yeah, remember he's like, "Oh, drop us off with our parachutes." Love that.
We would have drop off like SEAL Team 6.
That's what he's been saying. He's like, "Give us our parachutes. We're ready to go."
But like, there's something like that message coming from the top all the way to the guy on the end of the bench. There's something to be said about that, right? It's something to be said about being able to hold everybody accountable while everybody's still staying calm and task at hand oriented. This is when you talk about the greatest job that Spo has done, right? It's having all of these guys with the mindset and not getting frustrated at the way things have gone all year, and to still be able to play this type of basketball after all they've been through.
I think after halftime, maybe we're thinking that like that team was going to go away. I don't know. Like, again, Boston, like, no one's saying Boston's not a talented team. That's why I thought the series would go six. Them being down 3-0 is surprising. I mean, it is a point where you're just like, holy crap. Especially the way they laid down in game three. I mean, the other games were good, were decent right. games.
But that's the other thing. Now, we go that team that played game three, we expect them to go win four straight. Yeah. I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it.
And that whole the hard way thing, like, that's how they've gone about everything.
Right.
And that's what Jimmy says as he walked on the floor. You could hear him from the players' tunnel as in the media room. He goes, "We're going to go get the hard way, fellas." And that guy's not shook at all. Like, Jimmy knows they're capable of a lot more. Spo does. I think the entire locker room does. I'm sure
I wish they would do one thing. Is that put more pressure on the guys who's supposed to be the defensive guys. Because when you started getting calls, right, I thought they would go back to it. Mm. Right? Early fouls, you got to put pressure on those guys to play defense. You don't really need to shoot threes. I get it.
I think they would have taken care of the basketball, it would have been a different story. That was a big problem, though. Like, because I thought they had a lot of guys in foul trouble. I think they had Brown, Horford, and I think Robert Williams all in foul trouble. And
they could never get the pressure on them.
They couldn't take care of the basketball.
Right.
Like, that was it. Like, that third quarter, it was just like, here, Boston, go ahead, take the ball.
But it was, you know, it was even crazier. Like, the way they were turning the ball over was like you were leading the fast break for Boston. Like, it always ended up being an easy bucket.
Oh, man, that Kyle Lowry play. We'll take a quick break. Yeah. Back with more for this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is 15 minutes of your
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM.
By the way, Vlad, your comments didn't go unrecognized.
Oh, thank you.
What do you mean? The one in the private chat?
Yeah.
Look, he looked like, you know who he looked like? You know who played the penguin in the TV show, right?
No.
It was Mickey from Rocky.
Burgess Meredith?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the new Penguin. Isn't there a new Penguin?
No, I thought you were talking about Danny DeVito.
He did also look like Danny DeVito from Batman 2. But since we were talking about Rocky yesterday and then he looked at the outfit, I'm like, oh my God,
dude,
this guy looks like a—
I get it. Listen, I'm no Gabe Vincent. I get it.
By the way, I like to know how Gabe Vincent's ankle is doing. Is Nurse J Fig doing a good job taking care of Mr. Vincent's ankle before he goes to Boston?
Look, let's not start any rumors here.
He said he's all right, but I was worried about that too. He said as soon as he saw Marcus Smart hit that three, he's like, I was running out there. I was thinking to myself, listen, dude, when he hit that three, I thought damage is done. You should have just rested that ankle. I wanted to mention this. I don't know if you've seen what's going on with John Morant today, Leroy, but John Morant last night, I guess on Instagram, had some cryptic posts that caused a lot of concern. Where he posted on Instagram, love you, Ma, love you, Pops. It was like four different slides. Love you, dearest baby girl. And they all coincide with pictures of his family members. And then just put, bye. And they had like police, I guess, went to his house to do a wellness check on him. But they said a spokesperson told TMZ he is fine, that he was just saying he's taking a break from social media.
So if you're taking a break from social media, can you just tell your mom, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. Baby girl, I love you. Did you have to post it out to the millions and millions of followers that you have?
I think the thing that's sad about it is like, yeah, it's because of everything that's going on with them is that you feel the need to do this right now because of everything that's going on with them and everything that's going on around him.
You know what? It's a tough spot to be in, to go from being unanimously loved to this, and it's not something he can't bounce back from, but when you're not used to it, when you're not accustomed to being on the other side of that, sometimes it takes you back a little bit because you don't realize, you know, we would like to think that after the first incident, you should probably stay away from that whole situation. The problem is it wasn't him. Him and his boy was acting a fool. And then he got caught up in it again. You see what I'm saying? It's his fault. But like, really, he shouldn't even been in that situation. So I could get how a guy who was unanimously loved, Nobody had a bad thing to say about Ja. Nobody. To where he is today in a matter of months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That can wear on you a little bit and have you, you know, saying some things. I just think that maybe he ought to take a break. You know what? Ja, basketball's almost over. Your ass about to be suspended, right? Take a break from everybody. You go hang out with Ja. Don't hang out with your friends, your gun-toting friends. Don't go hang out with mom, dad, and baby girl. And y'all go on a trip, and you just enjoy family, right? Get back to where you were before everybody wanted to be your friend. And go from there, right? You can't get out of a situation if you're still hanging around with the parties,
right?
Got you in the situation.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the thing is.
So he should be saying to my friend Pookie, to my friend Junebug, and to my boy, bye. I'm taking a break. Right? I gotta leave y'all alone for a minute because I can't be about that right now. If that's your boys, they understand what's up. If they ain't your boys, they weren't your friends anyway. If one of your friends come at you and say, oh, you just gonna forget about where you came from, leave that clown alone forever. Because he don't care.
And I hope that the family was, I mean, obviously you hope Ja's okay, but you hope the family was okay. Because if police had to go to the house, like, could they have gotten a hold of him? Like, that's, you know, do cops spring into action for that because of an Instagram post?
No, but I would say the thing about social media is it doesn't put it in context.
No, it definitely doesn't.
So if the context for Ja was, I'm telling these fools I'm getting off social media, he didn't just put I'm getting away from social media, it wouldn't have been a wellness check.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing is, like, he didn't just you know, it's not just the gun stuff that got you. Remember, like, he went off to, like, some rehab, not drug, but, like, I guess just a mental rehab, like, during the year. Remember he went to Florida when he was on his 8-game suspension before he did his interview with Jalen Rose.
I think that might have been league appointed, though.
Maybe that is something that he needs. Like, I don't know if it's like you said, like, just to get away from people of just like a mental, I don't know if mental health is the right word for it, but just like a reset or something.
When I had 200 camera crews outside the jail, when I had to do three days in jail for SAS, right? I packed myself before I went to jail, right? Into my truck. And the second I got out of jail, right, I headed down to New Orleans. And I went and hung out with my family for 2 weeks. I ain't called nobody. I ain't say nothing to nobody. I needed to be in a good place. There is no better place when you think about it. All of us can think about it. Regardless of how twisted, how screwed up some of the members of our family are, right? There's no place like home. You go and hang out at home, tell stories, go have meals, barbecue, whatever. It gets you back into a good place. The guys that don't have that to go to, or sometimes the guys that are relying on that family from other guys that don't have their best interests at heart, right? So I couldn't wait after every season, every year. Soon as the football season was over, I packed up my truck. I drove down to New Orleans, hung out with my moms, my friends from high school, my uncle, my grandparents, and all I did was just chill. Nothing. I wasn't Leroy the football player. I was Leroy the son, the nephew, the friend, the godson. And I just got it out of my system. I didn't want to deal with the media, the questions, the none of that. And sometimes you need that. You need that because regardless, guess what? We all have it. There's no conference like home, right? There are no conference like home, regardless of how twisted your family is. And believe me, I got some stuff in my family too. There is nothing like hanging out back at home where you grew up, right? And so I think he needs that because the Ja that grew up to get to that point is not the same Ja that we see now. He need to get back to that. So I hope it works out for him. I would say get away from everybody. Get away from everybody. You and your moms and your baby girl and your dad, y'all go just hang out somewhere. You don't need to take pictures. You don't need to do social media to tell everybody where you at. Just go and relax and have a good time and get it out of your system. Because you're coming back to a suspension. Let's not forget about it. You're still going to have to deal with it. Let's not deal with it right now, though. Basketball's still going on. They ain't even talking about you right now. They talking about who going to win the NBA championship. So you got some time.
Before we hit the break, if you guys want to go to Floyd Mayweather Jr. taking on John Gotti III.
How do we feel about this? How do we feel about this?
I feel like it's going to be a rough outing for John Gotti III, respectfully.
No. But I'm talking about, are we going to participate or no?
Oh, to go?
Yeah.
If you want to.
No, I'm asking you. You the guy.
I'm a little intrigued. Are you really intrigued? Anytime I can see you.
Dude, can I just tell you, this is no lie. If you can see Floyd Mayweather in any capacity, dude is a showman. It is fun. Well, the fights may be boring because can't nobody hit him.
The last time I saw him in any capacity, he shunned me. But that was before the last time I saw him where I ended up thinking I caused him a brawl.
Oh, you instigated it.
I did not. I did not.
You caught the cap flip back. The cap was flipped back because of you.
If you guys want to go see Floyd Mayweather against John Guy III, Sunday, June 11th at FLA Live Arena, caller 3 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 3, we'll get a pair of tickets to see Floyd take on John Guy III at FLA Live Arena on Sunday, June 11th. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And the winner's home, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag.
Business picks up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Get your brooms ready, get your rats ready. Cats, Canes. From FLA Live Arena. 8 o'clock puck drop, game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They don't know what's going to come there, Leroy. We're revving up the Lamborghini, dude. Friend of the show, we're revving up the Lamborghini. Let me say about
Ryan Lomber. Do that
again,
Jake Fake. What was that? That was you revving up?
Is that you revving up?
That's what it was.
I can see Jake Fake owning a bike.
Me too. Couple with the handlebars high.
No, like, she'd be more of a crotch.
You can't give
be
a
more
convertible.
Of a crotch rocket.
You can't
she'd be more of a crotch rocket wow. person.
Dude, I hate right? crotch rockets. Those things scare the hell out of me. People.
Someone in my family, very close to me, actually has, I believe, a Harley.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like I could pull off a motorcycle.
I I love them. They look amazing. I've always wanted to ride one, but I just, no.
They're
just
frightening.
Not here in Miami.
Because here, yes. I tell you what scares you. The knuckleheads on the highway.
Exactly.
And so you thinking, if I got one, I would do that. And that's not the case.
Speaking
Everybody of, doesn't ride like that.
Speaking of knuckleheads, going to be a lot of knuckle pucks going the Canes way. We got it all happening for us today, baby. All right?
Hey.
Relax. Oh, what? No. Here, I'm
here's,
ready.
Here's what I would say.
Finish them tonight.
I would like that to happen, but here's what you need to understand.
Hmm?
And the thing that I have paid close attention to. Every one of these Panthers games has been extremely close.
Yeah, we broke. Well, you know what though, dude? Broke them last game. All right. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who's doing it tonight. But I know it's gonna get. I don't know if it's the Duke. I don't know if Anthony Duclair's gonna light them up.
We got our own. We got our own AD. Yeah, and guess what? He ain't 6'8".
I don't know who it's. I mean, he did have a big rehab this year, but he's come back looking himself.
Yeah, but that's one injury.
Hockey though.
Hockey. He had a real injury. He had an Achilles, right?
You know, these can't. Yeah, they did. Yeah, scary. Yeah. They thought that they were going to get off easy tonight. No Barky. Well, guess what, dude? All Bark coming to the ice den tonight.
By the way, Anthony Duclair kind of looks like Brunson. The Jaylen? Hair.
Jaylen yeah. Brunson?
Yeah. Next time you see him, go look.
Hey, isn't Duclair darker than Brunson?
He's darker, but when the facial features and stuff like that. Okay. We all look alike.
What?
When the lights are off.
No, but that's what I would say if you were to say that. So I'm applying that to myself.
Hmm.
Right? So I'm not going to give myself a pass if y'all don't think that's accurate. I got to put it out there.
Who's scoring goals tonight, Leroy? I want to know. You got the Rhino? You got Sam Reinhart tonight scoring goals?
You know who it's time for a return? Verhaeghe.
Oh,
haven't had a Verhaeghe goal in a minute.
Little Verhaeghe action.
I'm going with Verhaeghe. He haven't had a Verhaeghe goal in a minute.
Got it.
But I would always say this. It's always safe to go with Tkachuk because there's going to be a pivotal moment in the game and he's just going to do what he does.
You know what I just want tonight, dude? I just want – let's just keep it clean. Little 5-on-5 action.
I would just like not to have to sit in front of my TV in the jacuzzi, is a jacuzzi watch tonight, with the bubble guts because the Panthers spend most of their periods down a man.
You know what they say, dude. You don't lose.
I hate, oh my goodness. It is so nervous, especially when, let me tell you, you want to talk about peppering a goalie? Whew! When they go on a power play, it is relentless.
Listen, you don't have any words when we got BWB back there, all right?
What's that?
Brick Wall Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
BWB.
BWB?
That is
way
nickname.
Different from a BBW.
I was thinking, like, not to be confused with BBW.
Yeah, who would also be a good goalie, you would think.
Now you get 2 points for that.
For I'm very excited. No,
I am. You know what?
That is the one good thing. Like, listen, the one good thing about losing last night, we're right back at it tonight, baby. Like,
24 hours. We ready to go again. Hey, that's what happens when your South Florida sports is dominating everything.
Yep.
You always go ahead. Look, we did
that's
it with
right.
basketball.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah,
did it with basketball. Basketball, we had us a run.
Had
the
a run.
The women's
dude.
Team, the men's team. FAU.
No,
oh my goodness.
And you want to know who's crying about it? Wetzel, dude. Enjoy it. Soak it in today, Wetzel. Guess what? You know what? Let me just tell one thing. One more thing from what? Put the camera on me, JFig, if you wouldn't mind. Big picture here for Wetzel.
ISO Tobin.
Wetzel.
ISO.
I just want you to know, dude, I'm going to not deserve tonight so hard. I'm going to not deserve it with my two cheeks on my couch. Watching, there's going to be 20,000+ at FLA Live Arena tonight, not deserving this sweep tonight, raining down rats on the Canes, dude, who also deserve it, the vaunted Carolina Hurricanes, and their known traditional fan base. They deserve it so much more than we do. We're going to be not deserving it so much, Wetzel. I hope you enjoy it. And then I hope you watch your chowder heads tomorrow with our top hats and monocles, not deserving it so hard as we go to the NBA Finals. We're going to be not deserving the hell out of it, you bum.
That's it.
By the way.
I would hope your two cheeks is on the couch, man. I would hope so.
Hey, not for nothing, Vegas looks really good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be look good when the Panthers are winning games there, too.
Dude, listen, not for nothing, I want to go to a game there.
It looks fun.
Well, if you're going to go to Vegas, you might as well go to Denver.
You know what they announced, Leroy?
You
have
know,
they about
the show. Dude, they have a Vegas production before every home game.
Leroy, July 29th.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
They announced yesterday. Now, I'm always very skeptical of them because they deserve it. But they announced yesterday the date, Crawford Spence, July 29th.
Oh, yeah, July 29th.
Both,
I saw that.
Both boxers are going to get eight figures. So when I saw that.
How long we been waiting for this?
4 years.
3 years?
Like 3 years. Yeah, I would say 3 years. You know, they got to get together because Boots Ennis is coming for both of them.
Well,
that's the
you
truth.
Know they're going to fight, then have a rematch, and then Boots Ennis is going to get in, right?
Boots on the
that's
ring.
That's how it's got to go.
Yep.
They're going to go July, then April, and then the end of next year, Ennis is going to get a shot.
Yep.
That's how it's got to go that way.
Got to.
I'm tired of don't go fight somebody else and get a check, right? I hate when they do that because then it takes a whole nother year, a year and a half before you can get the fights we want. There's a perfect opportunity right here. You got Spence and Crawford. Then you got a rematch. And then you got Ennis. Ennis could fight at the end of this year, right? And then be ready for the end of next year.
I'm excited.
Boxing's in a nice place right now, man.
We need a heavyweight fight, though. We need a heavyweight fight.
There's some guy that they're putting against Tyson. I've never heard of that he's talking about fighting.
He's fighting
this.
Again?
He's fighting.
He wants
Joe
to
Mazzulla.
Fight in the summer. They might have a better chance with Tyson Fury coaching than Joe Mazzulla.
I got to tell you, man. He is the epitome of bad body athlete.
Who, Tyson right? Fury? Oh, yeah.
Go tell him that. You go tell him that.
No, I'm not questioning his talent at all. In fact, it's a compliment. Don't sleep on him because he ain't got no muscles.
That man's a gypsy.
This is the gypsy king. Let's get Jason Tatum out there. A bunch of shots.
I just received a message. Mm-hmm. I think your little message to Wetzel Pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
They're going off on him.
Good.
I love
Good.
It.
Are they attacking him on Twitter?
Good. He deserves
Get
it.
Him. See what you've done?
Good. He deserves it. You charlatan.
Point.
Oh, let me listen to 3 seconds.
Here. You know what? This would have been more acceptable if he was from L.A. But the fact that he's from Boston, there's a little back. Like, come on.
They literally thought they were going to win both titles this season.
Yes.
That's what it is. And the fact that the team eliminated them.
If you don't get out of the first round.
We deserve it. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, win games in your building. How about that? Celtics, Bruins, protect your home court or home ice. It's so vaunted with all your O'Keefes and O'Malleys out there. Whoa.
They lost like 5 games at home.
They've lost a ton of games at home, and Jimmy Butler's won, I think, 4 of the last 5 games he's played there.
Someone said, "Do your research."
Do your research. Idiot. Have you done? Did you do the research?
I did not.
No, but that's funny that you would tell somebody to do research when we had a guest call you out.
No, wait, Tobin is actually right. Didn't they win Game 3 of last year's Eastern Conference Finals?
I think they've won 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I think the only loss was Game 4.
Hmm? Yeah. Well, to be fair to Boston, they've had a lot of success in Kaseya Center, too, to be fair.
Well,
but
one. That's it.
They
one.
Won twice.
No, they won 3 times last year.
The Kaseya Center, they've only won once.
Oh, no, he's right. Yeah. He is absolutely right. You are right. Leroy, you are right.
Point.
My man.
Wow, you pulled a Tobin.
Look at you with the wiggle room.
You pulled a Tobin.
Yeah,
a Tobin.
Let's shake it up, bro.
Point for Leroy.
All right, everybody. Get your brooms ready. We party tonight. The Cats get it done against the Canes, and then we put on our formal attire for tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.